Colton and Michaela Kettlehut had their daughter Lauren on September 21st. And some more details about that are in your handouts. The October Moms Brunch is going to be on October 10th. That is Saturday. And then the bridal shower for Jersey Johnson and Marshall Johnson is going to be Sunday, October 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. And we are still in need of a custodian. So if you would like to make a couple extra bucks, that will be about 20 to 30 hours a month just cleaning the church. And you can talk to one of the deacons about that. Also, the Life Chain event that was supposed to be today has been canceled. So if you were planning on going to the Life Chain prayer day, that is not taking place today. There's also an executive committee meeting today after church at noon. There is youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. And Tuesday, there's an elders meeting. Wednesday, again, we're having club rock. And there will be praise band practice. And then Saturday, October 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the Women of Faith Joy-Filled Life event. So all ladies are welcome to join. It is $5 per person for a full meal. And you can sign up in the foyer or on Facebook. Are there any other announcements? All right. The call to worship this morning is Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
Please stand this morning and join together in singing hymn number 66. To God be the glory. Hymn number 66.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Thank you for singing. Give your neighbor a wave.
Good morning again. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests with one another and then take those before the Lord. Just a couple reminders to be in prayer for a few of the ones that are on our prayer list. Continue to pray for Shirley and her recovery from her knee replacement surgery, and now for Ernie as well after he has tested positive for COVID. That's going to create some challenges for them, with Ernie trying to help take care of Shirley and also trying to be distant from her. And then a number of folks in our body are quarantining after possible exposure to coronavirus, so pray for them as well. And continue to pray for George Melber and for Ramona Eufin after the recent passing of their spouses. Other prayer requests this morning or praises? Yes, Stacy. Okay, so Dalton will hopefully have his surgery on Wednesday, so pray for that and that the surgery can happen. Others? Tom, sorry.
On Thursday, they will have cataract surgery again. Her first eye turned out good, and she had her COVID test on Friday, so she can hopefully have her surgery Thursday.
Okay.
Everything should be good.
Okay. You said the surgery's on Thursday? Thursday, okay. So Faye will have another cataract surgery on Thursday, and pray that that will go well for her. Any others this morning? Kelvin. Okay. So an appointment in Rochester on what day?
Tuesday
for Elizabeth, right? For her eye, okay? All right. So pray for safety and travel for them as they go, and then also for the appointment. All right, let's go to Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning in your house to worship you. We thank you for the freedom that we have to do that. We thank you for the people who are here present with us physically. We thank you for those who are also watching, listening online. We thank you for the technology that enables us to do that. And we come this morning with a number of requests that we ask for your provision, your watch care, your intervention. We thank you for your promises in your word that you are sovereign, that you are in control, that you work all things together for good for those who love you, those who are called according to your purpose. We live in a time right now where there are a lot of uncertainties, a lot of things that change at very short notice, and it can be frustrating, it can be disappointing, it can be very inconvenient at times as well, but we know that none of it catches you by surprise, and that you never are left scrambling, wondering what to do next. And we pray that we would rest in our knowledge and assurance that you are in control. We do pray for a number of medical-related things that will be happening in the upcoming week. We pray that you would be with the surgery for Dalton on Wednesday. We pray that the COVID test would be negative and that surgery would be able to happen, that it would be successful in doing what needs to be done and making the repairs need to be made. We pray for successful recovery as well. We pray that you would be with Elizabeth's appointment in Rochester for her eye, and we pray for safety and travel for them. and a very good appointment, and pray that you give the doctors wisdom in knowing what can and should be done there. And pray for Faye's cataract surgery, and we thank you that the first one went okay, and we pray that this next one will as well, and there won't be any problems or difficulties as a result of that surgery. We pray that you would continue to be with Shirley in her recovery from knee replacement, and be with Ernie as well as he deals with the challenges of not being able to be as close to her as he no doubt would have intended in helping to take care of her during this time. But now with his positive COVID diagnosis, we pray that he will not develop any symptoms from that, and pray that he will recover well, and that there won't be too much inconvenience there with the challenges related to that. We pray for those that are dealing with being quarantined after exposure, possible exposure, and we pray for patience for them as they're limited in what they can do. We think of Pastor Jim, for one, and also a number of others within our body that are isolating themselves, and we just pray that you would continue to watch over those within our church congregation and our community. We pray as well for President Trump, and with his positive test, we pray that he would also stay healthy, and that you would continue to be with the election season and the process that will be going on for the next few weeks on the elections coming up in November. We thank you that we live in a country where we have the freedom to be involved in the choice of our government officials, and we pray for your will to be done in that election in November, not just the presidential election, but congressional elections and state elections, and some places even local elections. And we just pray for discernment and insight for voters, and that they would vote wisely and carefully, and that we would have leaders who would desire to make decisions that are pleasing and honoring to you. We do pray as well for the various ministries of our church. We thank you for the start of a new Club Rock year, and we pray that you'd continue to be with that ministry, and we thank you for the many young lives that are impacted through that activity on Wednesdays. Pray that you continue to be with Pastor Derek and the other volunteers that are part of that, and pray that it would continue to go well. We pray for youth group also, and pray for the missionaries our church is privileged to support, and for the various different ways that they serve you in different places around our country, around our world. And we thank this month especially for the Romanos, and we thank you for the opportunity that we have had over the last couple of years to become part of that ministry and to get to know their family, and to see the unique opportunities that you give them to serve not just in Italy, but throughout the Middle East. And thank you for the update from them. We thank you for the positive things that they've shared and reported. Thank you that they're healthy. We do pray that you would continue to provide for their financial needs, as they've shared that they are still not where they need to be on their financial support. And we pray also for guidance and direction as they evaluate different opportunities that may be presented to them and ways that they can get involved and share the gospel. We pray for continued protection for them, and especially in their travels and opportunities to present the gospel in places where it may not be well received initially. We thank you for, again, just the opportunity to come together and worship you. We thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus, and the hope that we have of eternal life, and the promise of the forgiveness of our sins for those who have accepted Christ as Savior. And that is the reason why we come together to worship you this morning, and we pray that we would not ever take for granted the love that you have for us, the grace and mercy that you extend to us, and the privilege that we have of being your sons and daughters. And we pray these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Please stand once again as we sing together hymn number 275. 275, How Firm a Foundation.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.